boosting yield and profit competitively. Hello, everyone. I'm Tom Stever, managing for profit from Brownfield Ag News for America. America never stops growing. Thanks to Farm Credit, neither does rural America. Learn more at farmcredit100.com. State soybean grower organizations host friendly competition to help grow yields. In many cases, it does just that. We'll talk more about it after this. For many states, the deadline to enter soybean yield contests is nearing. In Illinois, it's called the Illinois Soybean Yield Challenge. But the object is no different than in other states with similar contests. It's soybean growers competing with others for the highest yield.
We realize for them to be profitable and for them to be competitive, yield is one of the big factors for that.
Jim Nelson coordinates the Soybean Yield Challenge for Illinois.
There's a lot of opportunities for yield increase, and sometimes farmers were looking at soybeans as kind of that second crop, that rotation crop. So when you start approaching the high management opportunities in soybeans like there has been in corn, you realize there's a lot of yield potential to unlock, and that's what the intent of the yield challenge is.
Nelson tells Brownfield the yield challenge has been held 7 years, but for the last 3 years, it includes a special incentive for farmers to grow soybeans that yield 100 bushels to the acre.
It's really an opportunity for people to explore that they don't have a ceiling on yield. There really is a lot of opportunity there. So the 100 bushel challenge was designed to give people an opportunity to look at something much higher than just marginal increases. It's available throughout the state of Illinois, and we've had contestants all the way from the northwest corner to the southern tip of Illinois that have engaged in that 100 bushel challenge.
Nelson concedes that much of what determines soybean yield is genetics and weather.
But last year when we were giving out awards, we were comparing where we started in about 2009, 2010 averages and comparing that to 2014, 2015 averages. And the state of Illinois has increased 11 bushels in that time, which is pretty dramatic. Part of that's weather, but a lot of that is the fact that people are now approaching soybeans, not only because they're profitable compared to corn, but because they see the opportunity there to increase that yield.
It's important to note that farmers are known to keep production secrets close to the vest. Nelson says winning growers are encouraged to talk about what they do to get high-yielding soybeans.
For one example is that our first yield challenge 100 bushel winner was very open and was telling some of the things he did, and the second year's winner copied a lot of those things and learned from them. Of course, the key for the average farmer is, does that make me money or not? Is that economic or not? But the 100 bushel helps to push that needle up and to explore those things.
Jim Nelson with the Illinois Soybean Yield Challenge. I'm Tom Stever on Brownfield.